Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Late bloomers tend to have more curiosity. They tend to have more resilience.
There are stories and mythology that this country has woven around Black men.
This is the cavalry, right? These are the leaders, the hometown heroes and local leaders. And we are.
It's a survival mechanism to just be like wary of the police.
What if everything we've been taught is just all wrong?
What's worth more than this fear right now?
And that rising after failure is part of the glory of being a human being.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Sans Pants Radio. Good job, Greg.
Everyone plays The Sims differently. Zoe Bellotto, well, she meticulously makes her dream home, creates a perfect one-to-one of herself and her cat, and then lives her dream of being a cat lady living alone in a gigantic house. Me, on the other hand, I like spray painting my dog and building a series of massive pits around my property. If you'd like to witness this, and I imagine you would, then head to twitch.tv/sanspantsradio, where me and Zoe stream The Sims 4 every Sunday at 7 p.m. Australia time. Once again, that's twitch.tv/sanspantsradio every Sunday from 7 p.m.
Hey everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Plumbing the Death Star, where we ask the important questions like, what would happen if Harry stabbed Dudley with his wand?
This is another.
First question, where?
Well, no, I think there's a more important question. When?
Okay.
Because.
Two questions. When?
And where?
This is another. And a follow up question. And where, in brackets, location of event.
Oh, yeah, I see what you mean. Where setting?
Where stab wound?
Well, okay, so Harry first gets his wand in the Philosopher's Stone from Diagon Alley, so he can't stab Dudley whilst he's living under the stairs. It's not doable.
Well, no, he can when he's living, because he's still living under the stairs in summer and whatever.
He can't, basically, he can't stab Dudley when he probably wants to stab Dudley the most.
Yeah, he can't stab Dudley before going to Hogwarts.
No. And he can't stab Dudley in a zoo?
No.
That's unfortunate, because what a great place to stab Dudders.
Well, okay, hang on.
Make the glass disappear, then stab Dudley.
What's the definition of a wand? Hang on.
A knife is not a wand.
Is a stick?
No,
you got to get it from...
We're not breaking the universe here. He gets his wand. You've raised your finger.
Hang on, let me first let get... Okay, and a wand is a long, thin stick or rod.
He gets his wand.
I guess Harry's specific. It's not. The question is not what would happen if Harry stabbed Malfoy with a wand.
It's what if he stabbed Dudley.
Dudley with his wand.
I mean that. Look, him stabbing Malfoy with a wand might be a repercussion of him stabbing Dudley with a wand. Maybe after he stabs Dudley, he goes on a stabbing spree.
Yeah.
That might be a repercussion. You're correct.
But you're right. Until then, we'll see. Okay, so Harry has to come back from Hogwarts after his first year.
Yep. Yeah.
Unless he goes home for Christmas with a sole intent of stabbing Dudley.
All right.
That's first.
Stabbing opportunity one.
Yeah, first available moment is going home for Christmas.
First Christmas back from Hogwarts.
Yeah. He's only back for Christmas
holidays.
Hey,
Dudley, I've learned a new spell with my magic. Get away with that magic. We don't like it in this house. Oh, it's a very simple spell. Stab in the where?
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah, well, Harry...
I feel like in the tit is a good place to stab Dudley.
Yeah,
in his belly or his eye.
I guess, to be honest, a wand isn't pointy, so it's just going to be a prod.
Yeah,
that's why it needs to be, I think, somewhere soft. So, either his eyes, his ears, or open mouth.
Yeah, I can imagine open mouth. There is the risk of a spell going off. What spells did Harry learn in his first year?
Well,
he learned how to turn a rat into a cop. So he learned Wingardium Leviosa.
And now we do know that, like, you cannot use magic. I mean, you're not. It's illegal to use magic as an underage wizard or witch outside of Hogwarts. But if he casts a spell in Dudley's mouth, good luck the Ministry of Magic catching him before whatever spell goes off.
Well, I just got a list of Harry Potter spells here.
Okay. And also, okay, while you're doing that, I was going to...
He learns Alohomora.
Alohomora. Hello, Amora.
How are you going today, Amora?
Shoving a wand in Dudley's mouth and then saying Leviosa. What happens?
Well,
what gets lifted?
I like the idea of, like, say, because presumably his whole body, because, like, if he picks, you can pick someone up by the head. Yeah. It's hard, but you could
do it.
So
he's picking someone up by the back of their throat.
Put me down, Harry.
Hello, Amora is a scary one because that unlocks doors.
Yeah. I keep imagining the three of us in class and it's like, Zamet, Alohomora, Jackson, Alohomora, Dusha. Hello, Amora. The lock just grows a fucking mustache and little legs. Dusha, that's just not how you say it.
Hello. The lock's like, yeah, how's it going, geezer?
It's me. What's on the agenda for today?
Which one of you cunts brought me to life?
Me and Zama just point at you.
Right, oi! Who wants to party?
That's great if you imagine McGonagall just killing it with a book.
Oi,
be more careful, hey. Mr. Dusha.
Stop hitting me.
Who knows what could happen?
Okay.
All right.
Okay, and so while we're deciding which spell he's using, presumably while he's stabbing Dudley in the mouth, that's hitting the back of his throat.
Yes.
Now, Dudley doesn't seem like a person who would keep his mouth open.
No.
So if he bit the wand and broke it, what happens?
Well, we see in the Chamber of Secrets that a broken wand can result in, like, basically chaos magic.
Yeah.
So, who knows? I mean, Ron uses his broken wand that's taped back together.
Which, and it doesn't go well for
him.
No,
he accidentally makes himself vomit slugs.
Yeah. No, someone does that as a curse.
No, but I thought he does it on himself.
Oh, maybe he does.
Yeah.
I just know that if you guys knew that spell, I would never stop vomiting slugs. I just sort of imagine you...
Hello, slugs!
They've all got little mustaches. Oi! They all come out of my mouth and turn around to you.
Oi, geezer!
Oi, you summoning us out of this geezer's mouth? Yes, McGonagall comes out and stops them.
Mr. Dusha, please stop! Stop giving things sentience!
They will kill you! It is a guarantee!
Right! Who wants to die today?
Fuck, I love a sentient door with a mustache just trying to force itself off its hinges.
Right, cunt! Like, you're coming here!
Dusha, we can't leave this classroom because of you.
It's fine. Everyone I'll let through, just give me that one.
Jackson, Samet, get on either side of me. No! You gotta do it yourself. We're going.
We're going. We're leaving this. You solve it.
This is your fucking problem.
I'll fucking end you, cunt!
He's so upset to be alive.
I
don't know what you did.
Okay, so...
I'm imagining he uses Alohomora, but Dudley bites the wand and all of Dudley's teeth become little mice that run around, like, escape into the yard.
So what does Alohomora do?
It unlocks.
Unlocks things. Yeah. So, okay, what's in your mouth that
maybe
it'll
just make Dudley breathe better.
Yeah.
Alohomora. Yeah.
How does the, like...
I'd use that to go to sleep. Sometimes I get really blocked at night, just shove my wand down my throat. Alohomora. Sorry.
So, with your, like, the pipes in your throat...
Yeah.
What's the one that goes food and what is air?
Actually...
Windpipe is air. Uh-huh. Throat is food.
Esophagus? Is it like
esophagus is like a little sphincter.
Is there a sphincter? So when you're like, so to stop choking, doesn't like when you're doing something one closes?
Yes, I think so.
So if by opening that up, would that be permanently like dilated?
Yes.
So like dilating that. You might just kill
Dudley. You might just kill Dudley.
That's what we were working towards, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But even just like in his first year, I mean, stabbing him in the throat with a wand is pretty funny. Mm.
Yeah, absolutely.
Turning the back of someone's throat into a furry cup is also very funny.
Oh.
Hello, Wingardium Leviosa.
That's lifting them up. But
Dusha, pay attention in class.
But that's opening.
No, I have a magic wand. Why would I care what the?
So you're lifting someone up, but you're doing the first half of open.
Yeah, so unlock them and fling them into the sky.
But you'd only open them a little bit, so you half dilate his throat.
Open up. That's what I'm saying.
All right. So that's
why is Wingardium Leviosa like a spell that they need to use? Like, yeet shit as a spell. Like,
yeah, that's
true. I think if you say a spell quicker, it happens faster. Alohomora, poof, into the roof.
The lock shoots off the door.
That's right. I was trying to do Wingardium Leviosa.
Wingardium Leviosa!
Poof! Well done, Jackson. You've unlocked the door yet again.
That's now, the only one I remember.
Pay attention in class.
Don't you, Torse.
What you say? I'll stab you with this wand.
All right, wand would have little bite marks on the tip because I keep chewing on it.
So because a magic wand is magic.
Yes.
So I'm imagining, so if Harry is, so he's stabbed Dudley in the mouth.
Yeah.
You keep pushing it, so it's at the back of his throat. He keeps pushing it. Now, I know it's not sharp, but is that going through his...
If Harry does it with enough force, it'll go through him. Just a guarantee.
All right.
So you could stab him all the way through the neck. Does Harry go to jail?
Well, if a... Question. Does Harry go to wizard jail?
He killed a muggle boy.
Yes, but he didn't do it using magic.
Is
that still bad for wizards?
I think that's a grey area for wizards.
He's also 11.
That's true. I forgot. Hey, not tried as an adult yet.
No, go to juvie.
Hell yeah, Harry and juvie. Hey.
Harry Potter and the Court of Juvenile Detention.
He just sits in his cell sharpening his wand, being like, I'm just going to stab Dudley again when I get out.
Are you sorry? Nope.
No. Just waiting to stab Dudders again. Mm-hmm. I think if I was Harry, I would stab Dudley when Dudley get... Oh, no, that's... I was going to say when he gets 34 or like 48 presents for his birthday. But that's before Harry goes to Hogwarts.
How about...
What about when he throws his PlayStation out the window?
Harry throws his PlayStation. Oh, Dudley does. You come in and you're like, hey, you got that a year early. Stab.
My famous one gripe with Harry Potter.
Yeah.
Them fucking up the release year of the PlayStation.
What about when the Dementor comes and tries to eat Dudley?
Ah.
And then Harry's like, an opportunity has arisen.
That's great. If
that Dementor stabbed Dudley 17 times.
I was just imagining Dudley like getting his soul sucked out. He sees Harry coming. He's like, oh, I know we've had our differences, but you've come. Oh my god!
Just stabbing him in the kidney.
Just jumps on Dudley's back while Dementor's about to kiss him. He's like,
I hate you.
Stabbing
Good
him in
work,
the eyes.
Dementor.
Yeah, that's another opportunity he has. What happens? What actually happens if you start? If you like I was thinking about sharpening a wand or chewing on a wand.
Yeah.
Is that like the same as breaking it?
No.
Is it like, because I imagine it being like a battery for some reason.
Well, no, if you chewed off the end, that would probably result in problems. And
I think
imagine it would probably backfire in your mouth.
I don't, because again, isn't like, the wand's mostly the casing for whatever is in the core.
Yeah. So
but they also use like, because like, ooh, it's out,
Phoenix
willow
feather and
with
willow
a bit
and
of blah. So I'm guessing the wood is also part of the magic, but will the shape... Okay, what about if I just, I don't know, attached a bayonet to the wand?
Are you Googling, can you bite the end of a wand off?
Yeah, and I'm finding stuff.
I'm shocked more at the second part than the first part.
All right, so if I got a knife
and
I duct tape that to the wand and then stab Dudley, am I stabbing him with the wand or the knife?
Yeah, you're stabbing him with the knife, definitely. That's like if I'm holding a sword and then a gun and then I shoot them. If I'm like, did I stab them with this sword? No. No, I shot them with the gun that I'm holding.
What if you're using a Final Fantasy VIII gun blade?
Well, again, am I stabbing or am I shooting?
Stabbing.
Then I've stabbed them with the gun blade. I haven't shot them.
It's really hard to find out what happens.
If you chew off the end of a wand.
Yeah.
It's weird that the internet doesn't have an answer for that.
I am so
shocked.
I
hope that when you Googled, like, what happens if you bite off the end of a wand, does it hurt? It just links back to your Twitter, where you've tweeted that exact question.
Well, I know when, say, like, a lot of, like, Dungeons & Dragons or those kind of things, if you break a wizard staff, it's it kind of, like, makes an explosion.
But...
As we've seen in the Harry Potter films, you can just snap an Elder Wand and it's fine.
Yeah. Oh, man, that's so funny.
Yeah.
Most powerful wand. He's like, snap like a twig.
Ah, so
Which
good.
Is also dangerous because, like, sure, you can...
Because I'm just reading them. They're like, if a wand's completely broken, apparently the only thing that can fix a wand is the Elder Wand. So if I snap a wand in half, even though Ron's is fixed by duct tape, to make it back to complete perfection, I need to Elder Wand Repairio.
But how do you repair the Elder Wand once...
You're shit out of luck, cowpoke.
Trying to make another deal with the devil?
But that would be so funny. Imagine if, during one of the battles with, Voldemort or something, Dumbledore just fell funny and snapped the Elder Wand.
Oh, well, never mind. Forget this whole tirade of mine. You broke the thing I wanted.
Why didn't Dumbledore do that anyway? Ah, yes. He's after the wand. I know.
I don't know why no one just snapped the Elder Wand, but I'm sure people are screaming at us exactly why.
And, all right, 3, 2, 1. If you yell loud enough, we'll hear you. 3, 2, 1.
Thank you very much.
Of course.
Oh, that makes so much sense. Sorry.
Thank you so much. Yeah, no.
Dumbledore is a coward.
The wand can't be broken until Dumbledore is dead.
The wand can only be broken by the true king of England.
Yes. Excalibur.
Also, I think in the novels, he doesn't snap it.
No, he doesn't. It's definitely only in the film. Because I remember watching it and then it happened being like, what?
So you could probably sharpen your wand and that wouldn't break it completely.
Yeah.
And you could stab someone with it. I'm wondering...
You can stab Dudley literally wherever you want.
Yeah, absolutely.
His pigtail. Stab him in his ass.
Hey, did he have to get surgery for that? That's crazy.
Did they still keep it for a bit?
But the pigtail?
Yeah.
Was it in a jar?
No, as in, when did they get surgery? Well,
they would have had to book it in. But Dudley had a pig's tail for a while.
Yeah, how
much? That's intense.
Much?
I don't know until they could.
Did someone come back and magic that away?
Surely I can't imagine because Hagrid's...
Surely Dumbledore or whatever is like, yes, let's check in on how Harry, but Hagrid, what did you do?
Yeah, because surely Hagrid is actually not allowed to cast spells. So, or he's kind of half allowed. I don't know. Hagrid should be in jail.
I agree.
Yeah. What I'm wondering about is wandless magic. So wandless magic is just intent, right? That's a big part of it.
What is wandless magic?
It's where you do a spell without saying, oh no, sorry, not wandless magic. That's doing a spell without a wand. I'm thinking of when you do a spell without saying the words.
Okay.
Silent magic, which is a thing some powerful wizards can do.
Yes.
And it's also what Harry can do because it's what Harry did that's how he broke the snake out.
But also did that wandless.
Well, yeah. But
how does magic work in the Harry Potter universe?
A wand is a way to channel it,
so
basically.
A wand is a focus?
Yeah.
So you can just kind of do magic willy-nilly, kind of just...
But you'll
basically
be bad
chaos.
At it.
Be like, hey, whatever, making this disappear, picking that up, making a child's head turn into a cup.
I spent too long trying to figure out an answer to the pigtail thing. It was just a school holiday period, and the reason that they had to get it surgically removed is because Hagrid didn't actually mean to do that spell. He just got angry.
Well, there you go. That's what I'm saying. So if you stab Dudley...
Wait. He got angry.
Did he
point his wand at him?
Yep. And his umbrella, because Hagrid doesn't have a wand.
It's his wand.
No, because his wand was confiscated.
But his wand is in his umbrella.
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah. That's why he can do magic.
He doesn't just have a magic umbrella or just an umbrella that he imbues with giant magic.
Yeah.
It's his wand's in that.
His wand, or bits of his wand is in that.
Yeah.
Man, what the fuck is a wand in Harry Potter?
A bit of stick.
But
with a bit of thing in it.
But is the thing magic, or does that just help?
The wand chooses you, Jackson.
Ah, Jackson, your wand's core is dog and also dog.
Yes, dog hair. And it's made from the wonderful... Oh, just dog tongue. It's
hair
a dog and... hair wrapped in a dog tongue.
The wood.
Here it is.
The wood is balsa wood. Good luck not snapping it.
This dog tongue is still wet. Yes, it
does.
Why
does my wand smell gross?
Because it is a
dog. The wand chooses the wizard.
It's great if you imagine him shooing me out of the shop.
Wand chooses a wizard. Can't be undone.
I'd like a replacement. I'll rob a wand as I go.
Yes, the wand chooses. Oh, what's this?
Fucking
great.
Oh,
I thought that was rubbish.
Imagine us in the boys' dorm. You're like, oh, what's your wand, Jackson? I'm like, I don't have just one wand. I just tip out a whole bunch. Yeah, I shoplifted these. Jackson, none of these will work. One of them's gonna.
Well, they will. Well, they will work.
No, the wand chooses the wizard. I've got other wizards' wands. Ah, it'd cause so many problems. All those wizards at Hogwarts that don't get their wand that year.
And you just say, I don't know what happened.
Good prank just to go in there, get one of your friends to distract him while you go around and snap every wand. Good luck, dickhead. Where's the Elder Wand? Don't worry. Harry broke it in half.
I also like the idea of
finding that soulmates exist and going around and just killing people.
Just snapping everyone. But you must be able to get a new wand because Ron does.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But what does he get his repaired by Dumbledore?
No, he gets he has to throw out his one. He gets a new one, I think. He gets like fancy new one. Again, maybe I'm wrong.
No.
What does Harry buy him a new one? Mm, someone maybe. I don't know.
I'd be so annoyed at Harry. He's so rich and he buys no one
anything. Doesn't he steal Malfoy's?
I don't know.
Who defeats... No, that was him.
I'd throw my wand away. It's more trouble than it's worth.
Yeah, look,
I'll just learn wandless magic.
I'll learn stabbing with a knife.
Lock me in a room and I'll yell Alohomora at the lock till it opens.
Are you trying to figure out who owned the Elder Wand at the end?
No.
No, I thought maybe like, was there something where Ron got like a someone else's wand? But I don't think he did.
No, he had someone else's wand and that's why it didn't work properly, right?
Hmm. No. It was his wand wasn't cooperating because he'd been disarmed or something like that.
Maybe.
I don't know.
Because that happens with the Elder Wand.
Yeah.
Like if you expelliarmus someone, that counts as defeating them. So the wand is now yours and
so
not
if you,
theirs.
Like, got to, like, you had fighting a wizard, you were like, Avacadaver, and that you killed that wizard. Is that wand is just like, that belonged to the dead wizard, is like, sick, a new owner?
Who gets well,
the elder wand? The Elder Wand definitely
well, I know the Elder like Wand, but like, surely other wands are the
yeah,
same?
Yeah, like, if I just go around and I kill all the wizards and I strap their wand to my wand.
But then in Hogwarts, you are learning Expelliarmus, you're having jewels, so constantly people are losing respect. Do you have... Does that mean that if you keep losing in Hogwarts, does your wand stop respecting you?
Like, I hate this guy. He's a coward and doesn't know spells. So I'm not going to help him. Or it tries to help you too much. You're learning Expelliarmus. It just throws out a Avada Kedavra.
Because I guess the wand
that's
wants...
That's so scary that there is just a spell that can kill people.
You got to mean it, though. And for some reason, the books assume that no one would. Like, unless you're really evil. But I'll tell you what.
Well,
like...
except in the last book when fucking, what's her name? Mrs. Weasley does it.
Mm.
She kills Bellatrix.
She meant it, though.
Does she do it with Avada Kedavra?
It's not... It never says what spell, but presumably.
Because that is an, you know, it's an unforgivable curse. And yes, you're doing it for the side of good. It's
look,
still unforgivable.
Here at Plumbing the Death Star, we are happy to declare that Mrs. Weasley is going straight to hell when she dies.
Good. Or at least wizard jail.
You know, like how they're like, you can use Avada Kedavra, but it'll just give you a blood nose if you don't mean it.
What?
What?
So when Mooney or whatever, whoever he is, Barty Crouch, teaching the unforgivable curses, he's like, I'm going to teach you about Avada Kedavra. And all the kids are like, whoa. And he's like, don't worry, cunts. Because you won't mean it, if you try and do it on me, at worst you'll just give me a nosebleed.
Okay. Imagine if you just got a little sociopath, like
Avada Kedavra dead.
Like Crab or Goyle, and just be like, Avada Kedavra. And then suddenly he dies, turns into Barty Crouch Jr. Everyone's like, what the fuck just happened?
You beat.
What did
you
just...
win. You did. You beat the book.
you beat the book in record time.
You got to the end of the Goblet of Fire without even trying.
Harry doesn't even need to go in the try. You're good now.
Yay.
You know, because they use it to kill a spider.
Yeah.
Imagine just sitting around and you're watching TV or something, a fly. You're trying to be like Avada Kedavra, every bug that just
well, that's what I was thinking. Like, I was just imagining, I'm like, would you be comfortable with someone Avada Kedavra-ing you even if you assumed that they didn't want you to die?
No, because what if they did?
Yeah, but you don't know.
That's like, it's literally Russian roulette.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
It'd be like, yeah, are you... There is no real-world equivalent. I'm like, shooting you with a gun? No.
Shooting you with a gun that only produces a bullet if I really mean it.
No, it's like giving someone a gun saying, shoot me, but I know... I'll be fine because you'll aim for my leg.
Yeah.
And then them shooting me in the face.
In the head. Yeah.
Square through the penis.
Oh! Just Avada Kedavra! Bang, 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 bang!
So is stabbing someone with a wand better than Avada Kedavra?
Yes.
Yeah, because it's stabbing with a wand, even if you don't mean it, could be fatal.
I feel if you went to stab someone with a wand, your wand might assume what you want to do and then just kind of cast Avada Kedavra.
Yeah, that's a real
anyway.
Problem.
Because the intent is there.
Well,
The intent is there to stab.
At the start of the episode, we said, okay, the earliest moment he could stab him is if he's 11. But if he tries to stab him after the Goblet of Fire... Harry has done unforgivable curses by that point.
Yeah.
Which means if he goes to stab Dudley when he's 15 or older, the wand could reasonably should be like, oh, you forgot the words of Avada Kedavra. Don't worry about it.
Don't worry, buddy. Avada Kedavra. That's a dead Dudley.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So how does wordless... Do you have to say it in your head?
I think it's just intent. You just
so
have
if
to...
he goes to stab someone, before he even stabs him, he might just cast Avada Kedavra.
That's actually a good point. If it, well, that's only if his intent is to murder.
Well, it feels like, you
well,
know, he
Cacricius or whatever, the pain spell.
Yeah.
He might just do that instead.
But here's what I keep...
cast Imperius. Also, Imperius seems way not as bad as the other two.
Yeah.
Mind can... Like, there's fucking chocolates that make people... Love you. How is that any different?
Yeah, how is that any different from the Imperius curse?
I would have to hazard a guess.
Mind control.
That they're probably made from the same spell.
Yeah, which is fucked up. That
yes. Kids can get that. And Ron yes. falls in love with a lady that he yes. doesn't love.
Yeah.
And that's apparently according to Grindelwald crimes of bad. Yeah,
yes, not good.
Yes.
Hey, what would happen if I just ate the chocolates myself?
Really horny.
Love yourself.
Just hard as a rock.
Guys, a mirror. Sweating, penis harder than it's ever been. Get Madame Pomfrey. I'm in such pain.
So handsome.
Upending the tin, no chocolates left. How many of these did you have? Oh, man. I fucking met.
I fucking rule.
God,
man.
I'm beautiful.
So sweaty.
You know the story of Narcissus?
Yeah.
Now he just stares at himself until Jackson's, he dies. That.
Madame Pomfrey being like, put him in a room with a mirror. He'll fuck the mirror till he's dead. And it'll wear off.
That mirror just, with a hole.
Yeah. Just get like one of them pillows with your face on it.
Here's a Jackson waifu pillow.
Enjoy.
He's going to fuck the shit out of it, so don't stay in his room. But eventually he'll calm down. Coming out like 2 days later, really thin.
Covered in dried sweat.
Guys!
Semen.
What the hell just happened?
Where's the pillow, Jackson? Oh, I left it on the floor.
Oh, you know what? You don't need that pillow, man. I'm going to throw it out.
I'll throw it out later, though.
It's doubled its mass.
It's in bad shape, guys.
I just left it in the Gryffindor common room. I'll get it later.
Bigger shock there was that you're allowed in the Gryffindor common room.
It's bigger shock. Why am I in the Gryffindor? Surely I just can't even get into any of the common rooms because I forget the password.
And then forget which house you're in. You're like, oh, I forgot the password. Wait, is this even my house?
Trying to get into what I think is the Hufflepuff thing, but it's just a random classroom. Dude, what's the puzzle? Jackson, that's a door to the classroom. It's not even locked.
Just open it. No, it's a riddle.
Let me think.
If the door...
Door of wood handle...
It just says push. You just keep twisting it and yanking it towards yourself. God, this riddle's hard.
I'm just going to sleep in the great hall again.
Like I got this pillow.
Who gave me this? The last 2 days are a blur.
Oh, just like laying your
putting
head on
your head
that
on a pillow
soggy,
full of
soggy
cum.
Pillow.
Oh, no.
Just the feeling of when your head touches it and it's dry for a second and then
just so damp.
Oh.
That's a lot of commies.
Too many commies.
The also best is it's your face on it.
But it's great that Madame Pomfrey just had it.
Yeah.
She's seen this before. In me.
She knows what to do.
Jackson, this has become a weekly occurrence.
I just love the chocolates. They taste good and make me so horny.
Not rules.
It's not an excuse, Mr. Bailey. At least I'm not bringing locks to life like Douche. You in a bed next to me like face all bruised from a lock that beat the shit out of you.
That was like... Hello, pillow!
Why? Why do you do this? They'll never understand us, Douche. Fighting and fucking. That's what it means to be human. Okay, when else can Harry stab Dudley? After it's all over and they've made up.
Reunited
with his friends again. Yeah. Stab, 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 stab. I saved the day, Dudley. I have nothing left to live for. Send me to wizard jail.
At the very, very end, after he sends his kids off to Hogwarts, he just goes back to his... I guess, cousin and just stabs him a lot.
Ginny, do you mind if we make a quick stop over at my cousin's house? Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah, I've not seen Dudley in a while. Yeah. I wonder how Hello, him and Dudley. His wife is...
Drive, Ginny.
Ginny?
I stabbed the fucking shit out of him.
Ginny, drive. We gotta go now.
We're gonna be on the run for a while, okay?
We gotta get back to Hogwarts, Ginny.
It's the only place where I'm safe.
Okay.
Will he go to... What do the wizards do?
And now a quick word from our sponsor.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Well, just a weird pause. But while I have you here, have you heard of our sister podcast, Thumb Cramps? It's a weekly video game review show where three useless idiots have a chat about the video games we've been playing over the last week. We go over AAA games, games on the Switch, old classics, new games that have just come out for the Switch, indie darlings, and of course, talk about our favorite video game console, the Switch. If you find yourself time poor, bad at video games, just plain impatient, or wholeheartedly just adore the Switch, check out Thumb Cramps on iTunes, Spotify, or directly from our website, sanspantsradio.com. So that's my question. So let's just say he stabs Dudley.
Probably
Dudley's dead.
To Azkaban.
Who has jurisdiction?
Yeah, well, what I'm wondering...
Oh, wait. If he's just stabbing him, despite the fact it's with a magical wand, if no spell goes off, that's just a crime.
What if I'm a wizard? Like, let's ignore Harry and Dudley for a second. Say I'm a wizard and I went to Hogwarts, graduated, it's great, fucked a pillow a bunch.
Yep.
And then I kill someone with a knife.
Yep.
Do I go to Muggle jail? Although a wizard's like, he's one of ours.
You'd probably go to... Well, it's a weird thing because the British Prime Minister or the Parliament know about wizards. Like, the Muggle government know about wizards. Which is dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, politicians famous for fucking keeping things on DL and not accidentally leaking information.
Yes.
I wouldn't be surprised if... You know, I'm going to throw this stat out. Once a day, a politician tweets their password accidentally.
But like, because surely the wizards would know.
Just like, for some reason, I just like a lot of politicians tweeting out me horny. That's their password. What are they?
Me horny one. Capital M.
What? Okay.
But like, because surely if I'm going to jail, Muggle jail, the wizards know I can do magic. Even if you're not good at wordless magic, like I won't be a powerful wizard, I know that, but I'll probably be able to figure something out because I'm innately magic.
Yeah. Also, surely, good luck cops catching you.
Yeah, I know. Like,
and also, you can turn... Well, we could turn your murder victim into a bone or a cup.
Yeah, but no, see, I'm trying to do it with no magic.
So you want to do, you're a wizard, you're a trained wizard, you've graduated Hogwarts, but then you do a Muggle crime.
Yeah.
Muggle jail, but then presumably if you escape from Muggle jail, the wizards are like, we'll take it.
Yeah, because I could just apparate out of that jail.
Yeah, but like you'd never, why would you not, how would you get caught?
Yeah, I don't know.
Because if you were like, okay, say you're...
incinerate the body. I think that's a fire spell.
Yeah. But see, I'm trying to do it with no magic.
No, but that's Zammit saying like...
Yeah, if you do a crime,
unless you want to get caught, you're not
going
to.
I just would never. But then are the wizards like, well, that guy is a dangerous psychopath.
And you're like, what?
I'm like, but I'm not killing people with magic. I'm killing people with knives.
But guys, we hate Muggles. It's fine.
Don't we hate the damn Muggles?
How much do wizards know what's going on with magic? Because I know when like a kid casts that, they're like, we know he's casted magic. Or no, they don't know a lot because they're like, magic happened around you. You're the only wizard around. Therefore, you cast magic.
That's true. They must just have like a way of detecting where magic
happens.
So
you could be a really good like wizard serial killer if you could stab someone with a knife, say.
Yeah.
And then, like, you know, turn them into a cup or something, they would just know that, oh, yes, a magic happened, but then also do something at the same time.
Yeah, I'm like, I turn my victim into a cup, but also, like, anything else I have into my house into a cup.
Yeah, or, like, say I picked up a twig.
Yeah.
Using,
And I'm like, oh, no, I was just picking up a twig.
Yeah,
I wasn't.
No, like, we got two spells going off, though.
I turn
this guy into a cop.
I crack under the slightest pressure.
I guess, if wizards investigated, they could probably untransfigure things.
Oh, that's true. They could probably go into an area and be like, untransfigure us, and then everything that was transfigured.
Cool.
All every mug in your fucking house just turns into a guy.
I guess he kept trophies. But I just like grab the cup and, I don't know, huck it into the sea.
Smash it. Whatever.
Yeah, whatever.
Well, yeah, I'm also thinking just like if you were a kid.
Because they're not like Big Brother style. They're not like watching constantly.
No.
They just know magic is happening.
And they're probably not watching regular like adult wizards because the child wizards is a crime.
So you can do. You could become a very powerful murderer as a wizard.
That was the intent of this episode, right?
Well, I mean, you don't stab Dudley for fun.
Yeah. I'll stab Dudley.
So I guess if Harry Potter stabbed him. Dudley with his wand, depending at what age, he could easily get away with it.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
There Dudley are so fell. Many spells to get rid of a body.
Also,
just Wingardia Leviosa and yeet that body into the sky.
I thought you were going to be like Wingardium Leviosa onto the roof.
That's also good.
Where's the body, coppices? Officers?
Coppices.
I also think if you didn't...
Body, no crime.
If you did a crime, if you were underage and you cast a spell in Diagon Alley, surely they wouldn't be able to figure out it was you. Surely there's so much magic going off in some places in the world.
I feel like it's got something to do with the fact that underage wizards like registered, and that's the magic that they're picking up on.
Okay. No, because Elf Boy.
Dobby?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, Dobby drops a cake and they're like, all the Harry Potter, you did magic. And he's like, Dobby did magic, but fucking whatever. Yeah, so it's just.
Wait, does Dobby use Harry Potter's wand?
No, he just levitates a cake with magic.
Yeah, okay.
And he drops it on Harry Potter's aunt. Yeah. fucking got her.
Petunia, more like eat cake, idiot.
Yeah. So if you were in Diagon Alley where there's so much magic happening anyway, and you did a spell, no one would know it was you. I mean, I don't know what you've achieved there, but it just seems like a place wizards can do magic.
So you drag a body to Diagon Alley, then do a spell, turn it into a cup, huck the cup into the sea.
Yeah.
Perfect crime.
Yeah.
Exactly. No, or into a drain.
Kind of, I'm trying to think like strangers on a train this.
Okay.
Like a group of you get together, stab the shit out of some gross muggle, one of you cast the spell.
Here's all you got to do. You got to be like, hey, say the three of us, we want to kill a guy.
Yep.
Say we want to kill Dudley.
All right.
Yep.
For Harry Potter.
Yes. We've read the history books. Dudley's a piece of shit that, look, we got this.
So
Harry.
All we got to do is we hold a party and we set it all up magically. So we're like, magic lights, magic streamers, magic food, magic cake, blah, 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 blah. And just in the process, magically dead Dudley. And then when the cops come, they're like, magic went off here and someone's dead. We're like, I didn't know about that. The only magic we've done is setting up the party.
Exactly.
There's too many different things for them to ever be able to track down that we murdered Dudley and turned him into
if
punch.
You just cast a, I like turning into punch, that's good.
Thank you.
Avada Kedavrim or whatever. Like, but the thing is, like, you could just do the transfiguration one and turn him into punch and then drink him.
Absolutely. There's so many...
You don't even need Avada Kedavra. Why does everyone use Avada Kedavra? Turn Voldemort into a cup. Done.
Yeah, I was just reading. There's an opposite to the unlock spell called, like, Capulchio or something. Just use that on someone's throat.
Yeah.
Then they choke to death.
There are so many spells that you could do without...
One just severs things. Put it to someone's neck. Behead him.
Done.
Turn him into a rat. Snap the rat's neck. You got so many
strangling
options.
Strangling a rat's easy. Yeah. Anyone can do it.
Rats got tiny throats.
However, I agree. But
pop that rat's head. Just hold it by its head and squeeze.
Yeah. If you turn someone into a rat and then you snap the neck, do they turn back into a person?
I don't know.
What if,
Even if they do, then you just turn them back into a rat.
Turn them into two rats.
Hang on. Boys. Turn them into shit.
Yeah.
Disappear that shit.
Oh. Flush them. Can't flush them. Don't need plumbing. Because plumbing doesn't exist until the 1700s.
Yeah. You send that body to the shit dimension and everybody's living their best life.
Imagine
and someone's like, someone died here. Like,
I just took a
big shit.
I mean, you could say that the smell killed, but
Sorry, sir.
Sorry,
up top. Sir.
Hey, stinky shit boy over here.
Hey, is that cool?
Hey,
I no longer want to talk to you.
Is it cool to brag about how big the shit I took was? Because, boy, let me tell you, it was big.
Boy, are my arms tired.
Hey, I just took a shit and boy, are my arms tired.
Hey, so I just took a shit. Nobody else will.
Yeah. But no, there's so many ways that you could just with turning someone into a cup, it either just takes the fight away,
mm-hmm.
and then you can do whatever.
Murder is just absurdly easy in Harry Potter.
It's so easy to murder folk in
and
Harry
Potter. Transfiguration is, maybe I'm wrong here, but it doesn't seem like there's a time limit on it. So I could not kill someone, but I could be like, I've transfigured you into a nice china bowl, put you in my cupboard, and then...
Avada Kedavra the cupboard.
Or just, that's it. I just don't need to do anything else.
Done. Now we eat off you regularly.
Yeah, the person's basically dead.
Well, what are those invisible boys? Kestrels? Celestials? Ghosts? No, the horses.
Oh, Kestrels. Thestrals, sorry.
Thestrals? Right. Surely they look violent.
Yeah.
Surely there's got to be some kind of, like, something I could just say, like, ah, yes, like a scent or whatever I could either douse someone in.
Yeah.
Or, like, kind of command the Thestral to, like, attack.
Aren't the Thestrals really gentle?
I don't know.
And I just realized something. Speaking of ghosts,
yeah.
Can't really get away with a wizard murder because you murder them, they just come back as a ghost and testify against you.
What, they're going to be a cup? Good luck.
That's why you don't murder. You turn them into a bowl, you drink soup out of them.
I'd be scared they'd figure it out and then my soup would be spilled.
Yeah.
But I guess...
Well, we get they because it's the ghosts kind of like look at nearly headless Nick. I mean, he's nearly because it's
yeah, but it doesn't matter if you're nearly headless, you still die.
I know that. I'm saying like he comes back as what he all like what he was when he died.
Ah, so, you're saying
oh, good.
That it'll come back.
Ghost, look at this ghost that is a shattered cup.
Got him good. And then they seek revenge because you got to walk over the shattered glass.
Ah! Wish wizards invented shoes.
Last stand.
Yeah,
I guess... don't understand why you would need any other spell except turn someone into a cup.
Oh yeah, as we've said many times over, it is the one. It's the alpha and the omega of wizard spells.
I feel like I just get bored and evaporate the ocean at one point.
It's just such a versatile spell. Imagine
Wingardium Leviosa, ocean into the atmosphere.
I'm like, imagine, like, say, playing Quidditch, and like, you're just like, ah, gotta get that golden snatch.
Yeah.
Snitch, whatever.
Yep, snitch.
Yep.
Turn that.
You chase that snatch, Joel Zammert. Yeah, I bet you
turn that snatch into a furry cup. Am I right, boys?
Hey!
Yeah, so whatever. Turn everything into a cup.
Yeah.
Turn the referee into a cup. Win!
Joel Zammert goes to Azkaban. Guaranteed.
Turn someone's broom into a cup. Yeah.
It is the it's the be best a cup spell wizard. There is. It's the best spell there is.
So, to answer the question we originally posed, what would happen if Harry stabbed Dudley with his wand? Probably just a bit of bleeding.
Yeah.
Or maybe death, depending on how he stabbed him and where.
And depending on the intent, I would argue.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's pretty much all that would happen. But this has resulted in a lot of other consequences of our actions.
I still reckon his throat would turn into a cup.
Well,
if Harry knows what's good for him, he'll use that spell.
I think the one takeaway here is fear magic. Because yeah, even simple spells can kill.
This has been a PSA from Plumbing the Death Star.
And on that note, I've been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
And I've also been Joel.
All magic is dangerous.
Keep safe.
Thanks for listening, and if you want to follow us on Twitter, you can find us at Sanspants Radio, or you can find us individually. I'm at Douche13.
I'm at Old Dogs Are Dead.
And I'm at Goddammit Zammit.
If you want to hear our other shows, you can head to SanspantsRadio.com, and you'll find all our other content there. There's heaps, and if you want to support us, head to SanspantsPlus.com. Thank you again for listening, and we'll see you again next time. Good night for now.
But not forever.
Kisses.